Welcome to Bhakti Sangha. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Sukhakar Krishna Das Prabhuji for enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 1st chapter, verses 4 and 5. Before giving to Prabhuji, I would like to give it to Sureshwar Prabhuji to give a brief introduction about Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam. All glories to Father and Guru Maharaj. Here is a brief introduction about Prabhuji. His Grace Sukhara Krishna Das Prabhuji is a South Indian Brahmin born in Kerala but currently residing at Chennai after his retirement. He is a commerce graduate from Kolkata University and a professionally a chartered accountant as well as a cost and management accountant. Prabhuji started his spiritual life in Mombasa, Kenya in 1989 and met His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. When he got another assignment in Muscat, Oman, he met his Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Sukhara Krishna Prabhu took first initiation from His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj in 1993 in Sharjah, UAE. In fact, both his wife, Her Grace Sukha Saubhagya Mataji, got initiated and started ISKCON Yatra Shyamdesh Yatra in Sharjah in 1993 as per the order of Gurudev Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. He and his wife took second initiation, Brahmanical initiation, in 1998, Shyamdesh, Sharjah, UAE. By Guru and Gauranga's mercy, Prabhuji managed to learn 18 languages, 12 Indian and 6 foreign languages, and it is really helping in his Bhakti Viksha preaching. Prabhuji can communicate in Hindi, Bengali, Tamil, Malayalam, Telugu, Kannada, Marathi, Gujarati, Oriya, Assami, Bhojpuri and Punjabi. The foreign languages are English, French, Sri Lankan, Bangladeshi, Swahili and Kenya Rondon language. All these languages he is using for the worldwide Zoom preaching. Sukhara Krishna Prabhu delivers almost 3 lectures every day on Zoom, preaching all over the world in different languages for the pleasure of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. His objective is to do Jiva Daya by way of selfless preaching all over the world for the pleasure of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga and attain the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madhav in this very life in order to do more through devotional service uninterruptedly and eternally. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Back to you.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam. Hare Krishna Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. We are so grateful for you, Prabhu, in the last minute and you came and
please accept mine also.
Enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 1st chapter, 4 and 5, 4th and 5th verses, Prabhu. We are so grateful, yes. Prabhu, even in the last minute, you just were there for us and enlightening on this topic.
Because my Guru Maharaj...
Please take over the call, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, yes. Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, all Prabhus and Matajis. Am I audible to everybody?
Yes, Prabhu, you're audible, Prabhu, and we are able to see you too.
Yes, because my iPad is not getting connected. I came to a hotel because we're going to have a program at 6 o'clock. So... when Shyamagauri Mataji says, I cannot say no, my Guru Maharaj has told that you should never say no to Bhagavatam class. So, till my death, I want to continue. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank
Jaya
you so much, Prabhu.
Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Yashoda Nandana Jaya Brajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Jaya Brajajana Ranjana Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Yamuna Thiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Yamuna Thiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Nitai Guru Haribo, 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 Nitai Guru Haribo, Jaya Radha, Shama Sundara Radha, Shama Sundara Radhi, Jaya Radha, Madhava Radha, Madhava Radhi, Jaya Radha, Ramana Radha, Ramana Radhi, Adharani Ki Jai, Maharani Ki Jai, Radharani Ki Jai, Maharani Ki Jai, Bolo Barsana Vasi Ki Jai, 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 Bolo Vrindavana Vasi Ki Jai, 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 Bolo Barsane Vali Ki Jai, 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 Pranam Sankirtan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktavan ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, ISKCON Bhakti Sangha Yatra ki jai, Nitai Gaur Shitalanath Premanande Hari Hari Bol, all glorious assemblies Hare Krishna, all glorious assemblies Hare Krishna, all glorious assemblies Hare Krishna, all glorious Sri Guru and Ganga Sri Prabhupada and Vishnu Guru Maharaj, all the Guru Maharaj, all the Varakasate, thank you. Hare Krishna. My throat also not well. I'm not prepared, but still I will tell because this is my seva. So we are doing 7th canto, 1st chapter, 4 and 5.
Krishna.
So I thank. Sound is coming. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sri Rishi Ruvacha Sadhu Prishtam Maharaja Hari Charitam Adbhutam Yad Bhagavatam Hatmyam Bhagavad Bhakti Vardhanam Yiyate Paramam Punyam Rishivir Naradadibi Natva Krishnaya Muniye Katayishe Hare Katam. Sri Rishi Uvacha, the sage Sri Sukadev Goswami said, Sadhu, excellent, Prishtam, inquiry, Maharaja, O great king, Harehe, of the Supreme Lord, Hari, certain, Hari, Supreme Lord Hari, Charitam activities, Adbhutam, wonderful, Yat, from which, Bhagavata, of the Lord's devotee Prahalada, Mahatmyam, the glories, Bhagavad Bhakti, devotion to the Lord, Vardhanam, increasing, Giyate is sung, Paramam, foremost, Punyam, pious, Rishibihi, by the sages, Narada Adibihi, headed by Sri Narada Muni, Natva, after offering obeisances, Krishnaya, to Krishna, Dvaipayana Vyasa, Munaye, the great sage, Kathaishye, I shall narrate, Harehe of Hari, Katham, the topics. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The great sage, Shukadeva Goswami, said, my dear king, you have put before me an excellent question, discourses concerning the activities of the Lord, in which the glories of his devotees are also found, are extremely pleasing to devotees. Such wonderful topics always counteract the miseries of the materialistic way of life. Therefore, great sages like Narada always speak upon Srimad Bhagavatam because it gives one the facility to hear and chant about the wonderful activities of the Lord. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Srila Vyasadeva and then begin describing topics concerning the activities of the Lord. Now, this is a twin verse, 4 and 5. So, I will read the purport of the fifth purport of fifth verse. Shala Prabhupada, Jai Shala Prabhupada. In this verse, Shukadeva Goswami offers his respectful obeisances, Krishnaya Munaye, which means to Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasa. One must first offer one's respectful obeisances to one's spiritual master. Shukadeva Goswami's spiritual master is his father, Vyasadeva. Therefore, he first offers his respectful obeisances to Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasa and then begins describing topics of Lord Hari. Whenever there is an opportunity to hear about the transcendental activities of the Lord, we must take it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends Kirtaniya Sadahari. One should always engage in Krishna Katha by chanting and talking about Krishna and hearing about him. This is the only occupation of a Krishna conscious person. Hare Krishna, Om Ajnanatimirandasya, Gyananjana Shalakaya, Chakshur Unmilitam Yena, Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, Sapitam Yena Bhutale, Swayam Rupakadhamayam Tadati Sapadandikam Bandeham Sri Guru, Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagana Raghunatha Mitam Tamsa Jeevam Sadhvitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagan Lalita Sri Vishaka Nitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gupesha Gupika Kantara Dhakanta Namosute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishri Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripri Vancha Kalpatru Bhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavani Bhu Vaishnave Bhyo Namonamah Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Krodi Vachalam Pangum Langate, Ekanamatvam, the Shivram Dinatarnam, Shri Paraman and the Madam Chaitanya Mishram, Hariom Tassat, Bishop Tabat, Bishop Tabat, Bishop Tabat, Bishop Tabat, Bishop Tabat, Bishop Tabat, Namaste, Saraswati, Devi Gauravani Channel, and Vishi Shishunan, the Pastor, the Tarni. Hare Krishna, Hariom Tassat. So, I was really wondering what has happened is I'm getting a test in my life. Actually, my godbrother Pankaj Babu has come, who is from Bhuvaneshwar. He joined our ISKCON in Sharjah when we were in Shamadesh. And after so many years, he said, there is a good chance for Daityapati from Jagannathpuri to come. So when his phone came, I got a call from Narayani Mataji from Seshadripuram that Monday can you give a class. So actually the devotees are there till Monday. So I said I will never say no. And today it was really, I can see the hand of Jagannath that Shyamagauri Mataji called. And I know that definitely there's some. First I told, no, I got today some program that Mataji was telling. I've gone everywhere and all the doors closed. So I thought that Krishna wants me to, because I am nobody. Jivir Swarupa, Krishna Nitya Das, Nitya Krishna Das. So our duty is to just keep doing. And luckily, the lecture is starting only at 6 o'clock. So that I can finish it at 5:50 and actually go. So thank you. And if I have make any mistakes, please pardon me. Because it is just, I have just read once only. And I'm just trying to deliver. Thank you very much, Shyamagauri Mataji, Vinitangadruk Mataji, Prithivilas Mataji, and all the Matajis, and all the names I'm not able to remember. But I may be drinking a little hot water, and please don't feel bad because my throat is not wet. So, today we are discussing a topic which is the beginning of the seventh chapter, seventh canto. So, what we will do is, we'll just have a look at the sixth chapter, sixth canto, last chapter. So we know where we left and where we started. So sixth canto, in the fourth chapter, 14 to 19, this verse, the summarization goes like this. Vritrasura's previous birth as Chitraketu shows his great devotion for Sankarsana. Chitraketu was cursed by Parvati to become an asura. In his next life, by humbly accepting the curse, he reveals a pure devotee's tolerance of everything that happens to him as the Lord's mercy, whether he goes to heaven or hell. This is the takeaway from the last chapter. The seventh canto started. Seventh canto, we are covering Hiranyakashipu, then Varnashrama Dharma, the teachings of Prahlad Maharaja, and about Narasimhadev's incarnation. So the E verse 10.1.13 says, Naisati Dutsaha Shun Mam Tyaktodam Api Bhadate Pibantam Tuan Mukham Boja Chutam Hari Kathamrtham. Because of my vow on the verge of death, I've given up even drinking water, Prashitmara says, yet because I'm drinking the nectar of topics of Krishna, Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalaya, which is flowing from the lotus mouth of your lordship, my hunger and thirst, which are extremely difficult to bear, cannot hinder me. So, actually, Parikshit Maharaj is being asked by Sukadeva Goswami, are you feeling hungry? Are you feeling thirsty? Or do you want to take a little break? Like that he's asking. Or that the answer is giving. Though I'm not drinking or eating, but I'm having so much of Rasamalayam from Chaitanya, from Sukadeva Goswami. I'm happy. I'm happy. Now, excuse me. My throat is not well, that's why I'm drinking water. In the chapter 1, 2-line summary of this 7th canto, in their previous lives, Shishupala and Dantavakra were Jaya and Vijaya, doormen in Vaikuntha. They came to the material worlds as demons because they offended the devotees. They offended the Chaturkumara, Sanaka Sanatana, Sanandana Sanatkumara. Chapter 2, the summarization is Hiranyakashipu becomes angry over the Lord's partiality towards his devotees and thus sends demons to disturb the ceremonies of peaceful sages and others on earth. Okay, the third chapter, Hiranyakashipu desires to become the immortal, absolute ruler of the universe. He thus enters a valley of Mandara Mountain and practices severe austerity. A blazing yogic fire eventually comes from his head and disturbs the population of the universe. See how he's doing. Now, coming to the chapter 4, what the summarization of the whole chapter is, with the aid of benedictions received from Brahma, Hiranyakashipu conquers the universe and forces even demigods to serve him. He terrorizes everyone and everyone prays to Vishnu for relief. This is the sum and bottom of the chapters. Now, today's verse is 7th canto, 1st chapter, 4th and 5th. So, the 7th canto, 1st chapter is actually, the title is, the Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. That is, he is not partial because Sukritam Sarva Bhutana Gyatva Amam Shanti Michin. So, 1, 2, 3 verses which we have just completed, it says that Parikshit Maharaja is inquiring about the Lord's apparent partiality. So, Lord Vishnu is pure, equal, dear, and friendly to everyone. So, how does he kill the demons and favor the demigods? This is the question. Now, the answer for this from Sukadeva Goswami is going to come from 4th verse to 12th verse. Because 4th to 12th verse, Sukadeva Goswami gives a philosophical answer. Today, what we are reading, 4 and 5, here the summum bonum is, this is a wonderful question about Bhagavan, Bhagavata and Bhakti. Three things. One is the Supreme Lord. One is the Jiva, who is surrendered and doing devotional service. The third one is Bhakti, that is devotional service. And from 6 to 12, the summarization, what will happen, is going to happen is, Lord Vishnu is the controller of the three modes. People flourish according to the prominences of the modes. In the morning, we are in mode of goodness. When we go to office, we go in a mode of passion, we have to make money. Even when you come back home, you want to sleep, eating, mating, sleeping, defending. So in the mode of non-devotee center. Devotees also, we get sleep, you know, because we are having this body, this sthula sharira and sukshma sharira, gross body and subtle body. Because of that only, we need to eat, we need to digest, we need rest, we get up, then we feel tired. And because of the three modes, again, we become more lazy, we become more passionate, we get all lusty desires, all this comes. So, when we come to devotional service, we try to come out of first mode of passion and ignorance to the mode of goodness. When we are always in the mode of goodness, automatically we will know that we should not do any karma, because by stopping mode of passion and mode of ignorance, we are getting out of rajoguna and tamoguna. When you come to the sattoguna, we know that there is karma. Karma means we are getting some punya karma. And punya karma is like getting bank balance, millions of dollars, and getting into the heaven is going like Indra. You stay there, Urvasi, Mena, Karamba, Tilottama, enjoy this. You live for 12,000 years and all, everything. So, when punya is over, it is like getting inside like Indra. And when it's over, Shine punya matanuk, we'll become like a Sudama, beggar, come out. And again, you have to come to the material world. So, going from Indra Loka or Swarga Loka to Vishnu Loka is difficult. Even from Brahma Loka also very difficult. Only few can go. But the only place is only the Mrityu Loka, because here there is a balancing act. There is karma, there is vikarma. So, in the Swarga Loka, there is fully enjoyment, because there is only pious activities. And in the Patal Loka, it is only impious activities. That is, sinful reactions. Sinful reactions also can come in the material world when you take birth as an animal, a goat or a pig. They have to suffer all the heat, scorching heat, and they have to suffer all the winter, ice cold, you go to the foreign countries, and the torrential rains that get wet. And on and above that, they get hit by vehicles and they die. So this is the way. It need not be go to the Patal Loka. There you get beaten by the Yamadutas and all. But it may be in the material world as animal. So we learn from the scriptures that how we can remove karma, remove vikarma, and do only akarma. Krishna has taught in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita that if you keep Krishna centered activity, then we don't have to worry about any karma, we don't have to go to the higher planetary system. We are only planning to go back home, back to God. So, from 6 to 12, Lord Vishnu is the controller of the three modes. People flourish according to the prominence of the three modes under the influence of time. Kala is there. But the Lord is not partial. Sugurdam Sarva Bhutanam Kyatvamam Shanti Michati. So this is the samambhavanam of this chapter, is what we are studying now. Now what we will do is today's verse, we'll dive deep into this. See, in today's verse, the wonderful thing is Shukadev Goswami is first submissively praying to his Guru Maharaj, who is his own father, Vyasadeva. You know the background. Sukadeva Goswami was originally a parrot. And Sukadeva Goswami is Radharani's disciple. That's why in the Bhagavatam, he never used any of the name of Srimati Radharani. He never used. Because if he uses once, then he goes into trance. And for 7 days, he will not wake up. Then Parishad Maharaj cannot go back, no? So that's why he said, I will not use my Guru Maharaj's name. I will just pray to her and write. So he had read Bhagavatam Srimati Radharani. Then once Lord Shiva was telling the whole Bhagavatam to Parvati Ma, Mata, he told his wife Parvati that I will be closing and telling the Bhagavatam. So after each canto ends, you must say, She said, yes. And Sukadeva Goswami, like as a parrot, was sitting outside the door and he was sitting in the tree. First canto, Parvati Ma said, second canto, third canto, she said, And the fourth canto, she slept. And Lord Shiva is waiting for the And the same sound, Sukadeva Goswami, he was responding, 12 cantos over, and Lord Shiva opened his eyes, said, hey Parvati, how did you like the 12 cantos? She said, please excuse me, only 3 cantos I heard. After that, I was tired and I slept. Then who heard? She said, I don't know. Lord Shiva said, somebody was telling, went out and saw the parrot is there. He said, I'm going to kill you now. How can you just listen? I was telling my wife and you're listening. The parrot was running. It's all actually a leela. He went into Vyasadeva's house and his wife, Vatika Mataji, she was yawning. And this parrot went into the mouth of Vatika Mataji. Finish. And Lord Shiva comes with that Trishul trident and telling Vyasadeva, did a parrot come here? Yeah. I want to kill him. He said, why? I was telling Bhagavatam to my wife and how come this parrot listened without permission? Vyasadeva said, for Bhagavatam, there's no need for permission or invitation. Anyone can listen. No, I will kill him. First of all, he said, you cannot kill because if he has heard 12 cantos, already got liberated. So he's already Amar. At another point, this parrot has gone into my wife's mouth, has gone to the tummy of my wife. So you want to kill my wife? No. He said, you are Vaishnavana Vaitashambho. How can you talk like this? Let the child already heard Bhagavatam from you. I am also hearing, telling Bhagavatam to my wife. So let it come out as a good, pure devotee. Like that only Sukadeva Goswami comes out. And he comes as a impersonalist. He comes out and actually he was not willing to come out. It was so many years, 10, 12 years he was inside the womb of Vatika Mataji and he came out and immediately he ran. He was 15 year old. He went into the forest naked. And chasing him, Vyasadeva went, where is my son gone? He went to the forest. And when his father came out, there is some Mataji taking bath in the river. And when Vyasadeva went, they all were covering their body. And Vyasadeva says, my son, he went naked and you didn't cover your... I am actually a grihastha. I have covered and you are just showing like this. They said that your son is a transcendental person. He doesn't know the difference between masculine and feminine. and you are a grahastha, so we will get always shyness. So this is all to, for us to learn what happens. Then Vyasdeva sent two of his disciples and said two verses. One was Barha Pitam Natavapuhu Karnayoho Karnikaram Bibradbasa Kanakabisham Vajayantim Chamalam Randran Venu Adarasude Aporean Gopa Brinde Brindaranyam Sapadramnam Bravishadi Gita Kirti. This verse in the 10th canto, the first canto, explanation of Barha Pitam, how Lord Krishna looks like, you know, with the crown. Natavarapuhu, he is like a dancer. Karnayoho Karnikar, he is wearing Karnikara flower in his ears. Biprabhasa Kanaka Kabisham, and golden jewelries. Vaijayantim Chamala, Vaijayanti Mala is wearing. Randran Venu, having flute on his head. Adhara Sudeha, Adhara from his lips are falling into the holes of the flute. Apurayan Gopavinde, the flute is very happy that drinking the nectar. Krishna's lips. Vrinda Aranyam, then by flute, playing flute, he's come to the Vrinda Aranya garden. Swapadaramanam, with his lotus feet on there. All the Vrajavas are watching it. Krishna Balaram coming. Prabhishadi Gita Kiti, and they are Gita Kiti. They're all Machita Madhgata Prana, Bodhenda Parasparam, Katen Testamam Nitam Pushyan Tisha, Samanticha. So this is 10th chapter, 9th verse. So devotees always are happy to discuss about Krishna, Krishna's topic, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's form, Krishna's dham, everything. So, and another one is about that, I'm not going to tell that about Putanas, Baku, that because we get good delay, I will be divulging. So by hearing these two verses, Sukadeva Goswami said, now I know Krishna has a form. First I thought he's formless. Then he said, I want to meet who can teach me all this. They said, come home. Your father only will teach you. He comes to Vyasdeva and Vyasdeva gives the fool. So he heard once from Srimati Radharani. He had heard from Vaishnava Nata Shambho. Heard from Vyasadeva, who is the person who wrote all the Puranas, all the Bhagavatam, 18 Puranas. And he only wrote the Vedanta, Vedanta Sutra, everything. See, actually, Vyasadeva has done such a wonderful job. Nobody could do. See, why we are hearing Bhagavatam so nice? Why it is so nice? Because here, Sukadeva Goswami is submissively falling at the feet of the spiritual master. We also, as speakers, we are doing copycat hearing from Prabhupada, Radharath Maharaj, Abhitak Maharaj. We are just, so, at least I am not self-realized. So, but when Sukadeva Goswami heard from all three top, from Srimati Radharani, our Param Gauri, Gauri Mata, Param Mata, from our spiritual mother, he heard from Vaishnava and Amtashavan and Vyasadev, who is the person who wrote everything. So he's realized, so self-realized, but still he was humble. He said, I'm just taking the blessing. I can only tell when my Guru Maharaj, he never said, Father, Vyasadeva will bless, I can tell. So we also always, that's why I say, Mukham Kroti Vachalam, Pangum Langete Gripta. By Guru Maharaj's mercy, even a lame person can climb a hill. Guru Maharaj's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy, a blind can see. So, like that, he's always becoming humble. And Parishad Maharaj is such a great personality. He had seen Krishna when he was in the womb of Mother Uttara. But still, when this curse was given, he never rejected, he never shouted. The same with Chitraketu. The devotees will never fight. They will just accept the... They will just accept... everything from whatever curse comes, they'll take it because they take it as the mercy of Krishna. So Sukadeva Goswami never took the curse seriously. He could have actually cursed back because he's the king. But he thought, I'm getting a good opportunity. I'm getting 7 days time. Now, if I can follow this, then I can go back to Godhead. So that's why he submissively heard. And when he submissively heard, Sukadeva Goswami was so happy because Sukadeva Goswami himself submissively telling, I am telling as per my Guru Maharaj. And Parikshit Maharaj is asking more and more questions. The same thing was repeated. If you see in the third canto, Vidura is asking Maitreya Muni that I don't know anything. But Vidura is Yamaraja. He is one of the 12 Mahajanas. But when Maitreya Rishi was telling, Please tell me, I don't know anything. So the devotees have to ask. Don't never think we know everything. The same thing, the Naimisharanya, all the rishis, they were asking Suta Goswami questions, six big questions. So the devotee should have always a humility, because humility is the solution. Submissive hearing can only will, the humility only can, without pride, can only give us success in our life. Submissive hearing is very important. So the more submissively Parikshit Maharaj was listening, Sukadeva Goswami wanted to tell, because he wanted to save him. Saving means not that he will be saving from death. He saved his soul, not going and getting entrapped in another body. He didn't want him to take birth again in the material body, in the material womb of another mother who is in the material mode. And he saved. In 7 days and seven nights, one day he's asking, yes, yes, Maharaj, how are you feeling? Are you feeling hungry? Then he told them, Pibata Bhagavatam, I'm having hearing Bhagavatam and listening. I'm so much nourished. I don't want anything. And that's why Parikshit Maharaj, when he heard 7 days and seven nights, he didn't eat, he didn't sleep. When everybody was sleeping, he was remembering what was told, that is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. So he was getting nourished. So when the seventh day and night was over, when Takshaka came to bite, actually his Atma has already gone back from that to Godhead. So the Takshaka has bitten only a dead mortal body which was sitting there. That's all. So in each canto, if we just take a small version, what we are getting in the first canto, in the Naimisharanya, the questions of the Shaunaka Rishis to such Suta Goswamis were like this. And the answers given by Srila Suta Goswami is called Bhakti Yoga Nirupana. That is Parishit Katha, Vyasa and Narada Muni Samvad. There is a Vyasa Deva and Narada Muni Samvad is there in the Bhagavatam. Samvad Charitra. Kunti Devi and Bhishma Stuti. I'm telling about the first kind of what all covered. Bhishma Stuti about Supreme Lord. The return journey of Supreme Lord to Dwaraka. Going back from Hastinapura to his 16th of 108 queens. And the Swagat arrival address of the Lord at Dwaraka. And Vidura Maitreya Samvada. Then the journey back home, back to Godhead by the Pandavas, and they hand over the kingdom to Parikshit Maharaja. And how Kali Yuga comes during the Parikshit's reign. How Parikshit Maharaja receives the curse from Sringi Muni. Just selflessly accepting. Within 7 days, how Sukadeva Goswami assures Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaja to make him back home, back to Godhead. And how Maharaja Parikshit invited Sukadeva Goswami for the Srimad Bhagavatam Katha, so much humility. And superb question by Parikshit Maharaja for all of us, public. So there are 19 chapters. This is the Hotel Sammam Bonam of the first canto. Second canto, Sukadeva Goswami is answering all the questions of Parikshit and Parikshit Maharaja. And Sukadeva Goswami explains the yoga process for mukti, explaining krama mukti and how to give up body. Mangalacharan, he is telling by Sukadeva Goswami, and Brahma Narada Samvad, how Brahma helped the Narada Muni, and what is Narada Muni in the previous life. He became maidservant's son, and he got all the big rishis, he got the remnants, and then he went to do payasa. He went for tapasya and he could meet Narayana. And the previous life, he was a Gandharva, he was a singer. And just because there was an invitation for the Gandharva Loka people to go to for a Sankirtan party. So Narada Muni went with a lot of other Matajis and he started singing some material songs. And he got a curse that he will be born as a Dasi Putra. But everything is actually Krishna's plan. To become a great devotee or to go through some ups and downs, the Pandavas. Then the Katha of Avataras of the Supreme Lord Krishna and 25 Avatars they show, and Chatushloki Bhagavata is in second canto, I think 19 chapter and 9 chapter and 10 chapters in the second canto. Third canto is telling the Supreme Lord Krishna comes as Shanti Dut to Hastinapura and he gets insulted by Duryodhana. And Duryodhana says, ye gwale ko pakdo. Krishna said, gwale ko pakdna hai, pakdlo. Lord started going. And when the all those sainiks came to catch him, Vishwarupa was shown. And Duryodhana, Durshasana, Karna could not see. But Dronacharya and Bhishmacharya, they all saw. They are all good people saw. Due to insult of Krishna by Duryodhana, Vidura left the Graha and he went for Tirtha Yatra. During Tirtha Yatra of Vidura, he met Uddhava. Uddhava was explaining that Krishna was remembering you when he left his body. And Vidura said, I am so fallen in love. Krishna remembered me. The same thing happened Srila Prabhupada. When he left his body, when he went back home, back to Godhead, he gave his ring and told Tamal Krishna Maharaj, give this ring to the singer, George. What is that? Boy George. The singer. So then when he gave that Govindam Adipurusham, who wrote, no? Govindam Harrison, George Harrison. So when he got initiated, he said, what is my initiated name? Srila Prabhupada said, your name is Harrison only. No, I want some Das. Harrison. So he said, George Harrison. He said, your name, if you change, the public will not understand. So let it be Harrison. So he got initiated with the same name. He helped Prabhupada in many difficult times. He just take $5,000 and gives it. He gave a villa for ISKCON temple. So many things he gave. So so when Prabhupada gave this ring, he said, I'm so fallen. Prabhupada is giving his ring to me. So same thing Vidura also reflected. And when Uddhava was telling about Krishna, he said, now Maitreya Muni has come. So if I tell you in front of Maitreya Rishi, he is senior and I am younger. So it will be Maryada Vatikrama. So he said, you listen from him about Krishna's pastimes, his dham, everything. When Maitreya Muni came, Vidura was asking very, very small questions. So now in the third canto, he was asking basic question for our benefit. It's not that he doesn't know. And you have to become very humble and you should never think you know. The moment you think you know, that means you don't know. When the pure devotees give, you must take it very, very humbly. So then in the third canto, the Supreme Lord Krishna comes as Shantidut due to the insult of Krishna by Duryodhana. Vidura Grata and Vidura is going for Tirtha Yatra. Vidura meeting with Uddhava and Vidura Uddhava meeting, discussion on Lord Krishna. Then Vidura Maitreya meeting, and now only we are going through that. And discussions on Krishna, Vidura and Maitreya Samvad in the second canto, third canto, and fourth canto. So you will find always three speakers. Sometimes Sukadeva Goswami, sometimes Sutta Goswami, sometimes Maitreya Rishi. So Vidura's questions to Maitreya related to creation, Srishti. So the creation, Brahma, an explanation of Virat Rupa. So Sarga is the real creation is made by Krishna only. Aham Sarvasya Prabham, Atta Sarvam Pravartate. So he only sent Mamai Vamsa Jivaloke. All the Amshas he sent, you give them body as per their desire. And Brahma did the secondary creation, Visarga. And Virat Rupa has been explained. Appearance of Brahma in lotus navel of Vishnu and creation and Varaha Avatar, saving of Bhuma Devi and killing Hiranyaksha. And creation of Devata, Asura, human being by Diti and Aditi. Kashyap Muni had two wives, Diti and Aditi. From Diti, he got all the Daityas, Asuras. From Aditi, all the Adityas. So Devatas, Asuras, human being, animals and birds. Then appearance of Swayambhu Manu and Shatarupa. They were actually together only. But they became father, mother, and they created a lot of creation. So their daughter is only Devahutima. And Devahuti marries Kadamuni and gets Kapildeva, who is an incarnation of Krishna. Then he made that yoga. So the tapasya of Kardama and Pajapati, appearance of Supreme Lord as a son of Kardamuni, Kapildev, and Kapila Upadesh to his dear mother Devahuti. And the third canto completes with Kapila advice. 23 chapter, 33 chapters. And in the last sloka, it is Nama Sankirtan Megya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukkha Shamanam Tam Namami. What we hear, 12th canto, last chapter, last verse, the same thing has been told by Kapila Deva to Mother Devahuti. Ashtanga Yoga may hear, but finally it comes to Bhakti, the final door to go back to God. Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga. Canto 4, the creation of the Marichi and other Prajapatis by Brahma, the appearance of Lord Shiva. When the four Kumaras said, we won't have any in my family life, we want to be just Krishna's devotee, Brahmaji got annoyed because of the anger he got the child. That's why Shambhu came called Rudra. Though Shiva is son of Brahma, but Brahma goes and falls at the feet of Shiva because of, these are all Leelas, where Shiva is Vaishnavana Metha Shambhu. And when the churning of the ocean came, Brahma was told to take the poison. He said, no, I will die. Shiva took it. Why Shiva took it? Shiva was always chanting Ram, 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 Ram. So they, when he took Visha, when Visha was going, Ram was stopping. Vish Ram, Vish Ram. And nothing happened. So this is the appearance of Shiva and Daksha. And the fight between Daksha and Shiva. Insult of Dakshayani in Daksha Yagna and giving up life. Then Sati gives up her life and body in Yagna Kunda. The life of and charitra of Dhruva Maharaja will come. The life and character of Prithu Maharaja. The discussion with Prachina Barhi and Narada and Puranjana story and Canto 4 will be over. Canto 5 is Manu Maharaj's first son, Priyamvrata Maharaja's birth. Then Priyamvrata Maharaja's son is Nabi. And Nabi's son is Rishabdeva. He's also an incarnation. He's an avatara. And then Rishabdeva had 100 sons. The first son is Bharat Maharaja, becoming a deer because he didn't have association. Then as a deer, he was doing Bhagavatam here, hearing Bhagavatam and doing Ekadashi. He became Jadabharata. He was totally detached. Then discussion between Jadabharata and King Rahuguna. Rahuguna wanted to kill him as a punishment because he was carrying his palki. But then when he was told, what is your last desire? He said, my last desire is I want to tell you that you are killing me, but you should know that why I jumped. He said, I jumped because if I trample some ants, my papa will come to you. So I wanted to save you from sins. Then he became his disciple. So Sukadeva Goswami explains about Brahmanda and the creation of the dweep, ocean, mountain, rivers, and other 14 planetary systems, Swarga Loka and hellish planets, 5th canto, 26th chapter. 6th canto, after hearing about Naraka, the question of Parishit, Harinama, Mahima, and Ajamila, Upakhyanam, and the Prachetas, Prajapati Daksha's birth, and 10 daughters were born, all births and of Indra Bharaspati and Indra's wife. The Indra marries his guru's wife. Indra's making Vishwarupa as guru and kills. And then he goes for Narayana Kavacha, appearance of Vritrasura and his fight with Indra and Indra's war with Vritrasura. And then he Kashyapmuni makes his wife Diti to do Pumsavan for 1 year. And she makes a mistake. Indra comes, immediately goes inside the womb of Diti and he kills one child and becomes 49 sons. You heard it already, 6th canto, 19 chapters are there. They become friends. Canto 7, Maharaja Yudhishthira Jigyasa for whose Agra Puja. So, Sahadeva nominated Lord Krishna for Agra Puja. But everybody was accepting, but Shishupal was rejecting and insulting, calling 100 bad words. Because he has promised his mother that he will not kill till he tells 100 bad words. And then Hiranyakashipu, Narada Muni narrating, then Shishupala's past life, the fall of Jaya and Vijaya, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha's birth, Katha, and Bhakta Shiromani, Prahlad Maharaj's full canto 7, other than 10th canto, which is only about Krishna, 7th canto only about Prahlada. So Narada's discussion with the four ashramas, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa, and that is canto 7 is 15 chapters. Canto 8 is the facts of Manvantaras, Gajendra Katha, Gajendra Moksha. Previously was Indradyumna Maharaj, then Vamana, then Dhanvantri, then Gajendra Moksha, Samudra Manthan, and Devasura fight for Amrita, Kalasha, and Mohini Avatar, to because Shiva wanted to see Mohini, and Bali Maharaj's Katha, and Matsya Avatar, and Canto 8, 24 chapters. Canto 9 is main description about the two great dynasties, Surya Vamsa and Chandra Vamsa. Surya Vamsa, Sri Ramachandra, Ikshvaku, Pururava, Katwanga, Mandata, Saubhari, Sri Ramachandra, Bhagavan, Nini Maharaj, Janaka parents, and then is Chandra Vamsa, Sri Krishna Chandra, Bhrigu Vamsa, Parashurama Avatar, killing all the Kshatriyas 21 times, Chandra Vamsa, Buddha, Pururava, Yayati, Nakush, Nahusha, Dushyanta, Bharat, Shantanu, Bhishma, Yadu dynasty, son of Yayati. So, 9th canto, 24 chapter. 10th canto is Parishad Maharaj's main questions of appearance of the Supreme Lord. Sukadeva Goswami's answer to 90 chapters are there in this. And Lord Krishna's appearance in the womb of Devaki and Vasudeva. Krishna from the womb of Devaki. Balarama from the womb of Rohini. And another Krishna is coming from womb of, many people don't know about Yashoda from Yashoda. It's called Vrijanandan Krishna. He never leaves Vrindavan. So whenever Krishna comes out for Mahabharata and all, it is Vasudev Krishna. When he goes there, they merges. So they're taking care in the house of Nanda Baba. The killing of Putana, Shakatasura, Tridavarta, Bakasura, Vatsasura, Denukasura, Pralambasura, Kaliya Dhamana, and then Kripa on Yajna Patnis. And Kaliya Dhamana again saved the Matajis. Then Maharshi, then Maharas, Gopi Gita, then Kamsavadana, education from Sandipani Muni, liberation of Jarasandha, and army of Yadava, the name, the new creation of Dwaraka Puri, Krishna's elaborate discussion of different marriages, 16,108 wives, actually eight only the main queens. 16,108 queens are of one of the king. Killing of Shishupala and Poundraka, Kalanemi and Dantavakra. These are the great asuras. That's why he didn't kill Jarasandha for a long time, because he wanted to kill all the people. And after 18 times, he killed. So that's what Bhima only kills. Parashura Muni, killing of Mura Demon, Pandava's friendship with Krishna, then Kurukshetra Yatra, Canto 10, 90 chapter. Canto 11, small one, downfall of destruction of Yadu dynasty, Navayogendra, the sons of Rishabdeva meeting with Nimi Maharaja, beautiful questions, Uddhava and Krishna, beautiful Uddhava Gita, Krishna's special advice to Uddhava, and Srimad Bhagavatam, Shri Krishna Sudama Gamana Yatra, Golok Vandana, 11th canto, 31 chapter. Last 12th chapter is the Lakshana of Jivas, living entities. In Kali Yuga, what will be the situation of living entities? Suffering and the situation of living entities described nicely. Four types of Pralaya. Maharaja Parishit wants to know Divya Dhamma, the Tamana, and the distribution of all the Varnashrama Dharma, appearance of Markandeya Rishi. Markandeya Rishi sees the Maya Mukunda, 12 cantos summarizing overall Anupravasa of Sukadeva Goswami to Parishit Maharaja. Same thing Sutta Goswami also heard from Saunaka Rishis, also heard same from Gaura Krishna Maharaj. This was all told by Gaura Krishna Maharaj. I'll send you once. You can also hear all the 12 cantos. Fantastic. And after 6 months, he went back home back to Godhead. 2017, he wrote March and November after Sannyas, he went back. He's a disciple of Radha Govind Maharaj. So whoever hears this Srimad Bhagavatam on Ekadashi Dwadashi gets liberated, and Mathura, Dwaraka, Vraj, and Pushpar, and Srimad Bhagavatam, full Krishna Leela explanation. And Sukadev, Atmananda sang the song of Mangala song, and these are all the whole thing. And totally there are 18 Puranas, Brahmanda Purana, 10,000 slokas, Padma Purana, 55,000 slokas, Vishnu Purana, 23,000 slokas, Shiva Purana, 24,000 slokas, Srimad Bhagavatam, 18,000 sloka, Amala Purana, Narada Purana, 25,000 slokas, Markandeya Purana, 9,000 slokas, Agni Purana, 15,400 slokas, Bhavishya Purana, 14,500 slokas, Brahma Vaivata Purana, 18,000 slokas, Linga Purana, 11,000 slokas, Varaha Purana, 24,000 slokas, Skanda Purana, 81,100 slokas, Vamana Purana, 10,000 slokas, Kurma Purana, 17,000 slokas, Matsya Purana, 14,000 slokas, Garuda Purana, 19,000 slokas, and Brahmanda Purana, 12,000 slokas. So there are 4 lakh slokas, but Srimad Bhagavatam is a summary of all Puranas, Sara of all the Vedas, and Ruchi is the highest. And Srimad Bhagavatam is Sarva Shrestha. Thanks to everybody. Thank you. So, actually, I have to go for the program. Please don't feel bad. No, still there are 5 minutes left. And actually, there's not much to speak in this. This is only telling that how we should be humble. And I had so many other points about Srila Prabhupada, what he has written. Maybe I will write it and send it in the night. But I had to go. Maharaj is waiting. So don't feel bad. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Yeah. I went very fast, so please excuse me.
Sorry, I was talking. Thank you so much for Abu Hare Dandavat Pranam. So you were nicely, even though you have very short time and not able time to prepare, you have nicely summarized each part of the book. Things and told what are the important aspects. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Do you have time for questions, Prabhu, or we just
We can close, Mataji.
Close, Mataji. Yes.
Actually, Maharaj is waiting down.
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me, I didn't complete it properly. So thank you. Gauranga Nityananda.
Gauranga.